Time now for Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and A1 Locksmith.
Thank you so much, Craig. We're very happy to have on our guest in Gordo's Corner today because he is appearing at Retro Expo, which is going on at the Plano Center this weekend. You can go see him, along with other notables such as Lindsay Wagner and William Daniels, the voice of Kit. But we're excessively excited to talk to Lee Majors, the $6 million man, the fall guy himself. Welcome to the show, Lee.
Hey, hello there, guys. How are you?
We're doing
right.
Well.
Now, it's a pleasure to talk to you guys, Gordon, George, and Craig, because, well, who wouldn't want to talk to last year's major market personalities of the year?
Hey, okay.
Wow. Congratulations, guys.
I can't believe we're being congratulated by the great Lee Majors.
Yes.
Man, that's fantastic.
Well, you gave the information there, the RetroCon at Plano Convention Center this Saturday, Sunday. And, you know, I looked up the word retro in the dictionary.
Yeah.
And it refers to something of the past or reminiscent of an earlier time or a look backward. Sounds to me like it's just a bunch of old folks who used to act.
No, Lee, don't.
No. You're still the $6 million man.
No, they're all on in crutches and the wheelchairs and stuff like that.
Lee, you're 83 years young. That's the way
I
we say
38.
It.
38. Well, I can't change them this year, but I used to could when I was in my 60s. I could change it around, like 65 made me 56. But now you get up there where you can't change it. 38's not believable.
Well, you had, of course, $6 Million Man played so heavy in our childhoods. I remember my brother had the $6 Million Man lunchbox and the action figure that you could look through the back of his head. You had a bionic eye and all that.
Yeah, I'll be signing a lot of those things this week, believe me. There's so much stuff that I have that they keep bringing in that I never knew they had, you know, different things. And the Fall Guy truck used to be big, and then it starts getting smaller. And then the last one I was at a couple of weeks ago, they have a new truck, which is a little bigger now. So, anyway, I don't know. These wonderful fans keep up with you, and they follow you for many years, and I'm just very grateful. And the reason I do these things is in the last 4 or 5 years, I started doing more of these and because I had a lot more free time and getting out and being able to thank the fans for sharing and enjoying the career for the length of it has, and that's what kept me working, and I'm still working. I just finished a picture in London called Renegades. It'll be out in October, and I'm still working a lot of stuff.
Which show lasted longer, $6 Million Man or Fall Guy? Because they were both huge hits.
$6 Million Man was spread out over a decade because we did three 90-minute television movies before we went to series, and then we went for like 5 or 6 years in the series, and then we did three more. After the series closed down, in fact, we did one, and I think it was 94 in Toronto. And I remember we had this little girl that they were trying to make into another Lindsay Wagner, a kind of a spinoff, maybe. And we shot it in Toronto, and then the girl, the network said, well, you know, after they saw the movie, they said they didn't think she could carry a series. And it was Sandra Bullock. I mean, how little do they know?
Wow. Yeah, really. We went back and watched a couple of the episodes, including the one where you fought Bigfoot. And we wondered, were you sore for days after that big 7-minute battle?
Okay. I know you only have a little time here, but let me tell you a quick story. We were shooting this fight in the woods and in the middle of nowhere there, and it was hot day, sunny day. And we started the fight, and as we progressed, we would do a little action, then we'd go sit in our chairs while they set up the next shot. Well, I always made sure he had a cooler right by his chair full of beer. And he would go back and sit down. He would pick up he would do about 6 cans at a time. And he would crush the can, drink another, and crush the can.
This is Andre the Giant, who was playing Bigfoot?
Andre the Giant, and wow. This went on for all day. And you know what? I never saw him go to the bathroom all day. It must be the size of basketballs. Anyway, you know, the sad story about him, he was a gentle man. He loved to cook. He was a very, very wonderful character. And in his later years, he went back to France, where he was from, and to his father's funeral. And after visiting with relatives there, he went back to his hotel, and he laid down, and he never woke up. Mm-hmm. He was 46 years old, and that year he was voted in as the wrestler of the year in the Hall of Fame for wrestlers, and that's what started the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that was a great show. If you do 100 and some episodes, Bigfoot seems to be the one that everybody wants. In fact, I'll have a copy of Bigfoot and me and a picture, and that's the one they want me to sign the most.
And it made an impact on Gordo.
I was taking him for a walk that day in the woods.
Yeah, it made a big impact on Gordon. He was scared to death of Bigfoot.
Yeah, my childhood nightmares were spawned by you battling Bigfoot.
Yeah, well, you know, now if they're calling this the old folks thing, the retro, I guess you guys don't even remember the Big Valley, but even though it still runs every day today somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. You bet.
So, I was lucky enough to have done about 8 series total.
You've not only had such success on television, but you were part of one of the huge power couples of the century. You were married to Farrah Fawcett at a time when both of you were the most famous people on TV.
You know what I wish? I wish that we had been able to wear those masks back in the 70s and 80s.
Oh, yeah, you could have walked around.
Today, because I couldn't walk around back then. Now I can go anywhere, just put on some sunglasses and that COVID mask and a hat, and I'm free.
You know, another interesting pop culture detail about you guys is that I guess it was kind of yours and Farrah's relationship that spawned the song Midnight Train to Georgia, because...
That's correct. A great friend of mine, Jim Weatherly, you can look it up. Jim Weatherly, he was a Mississippi quarterback. And he came out to L.A., and he was playing in clubs there, and... I took Farrah to see him on one of our first dates, and then he'd called one day, and he said, where's Lee? He says, well, he's here, but we're getting ready. He said, I'm going back to Houston to visit my parents, and said, I'm taking the midnight plane to Houston. And about 2 weeks later, Jimmy comes to the house with his guitar, and he plays this song, Midnight Plane to Houston, and he recorded it on his album at the time. That's what you're talking about, 1968. And then when Gladys Knight recorded it, she kind of told Jimmy, said, no, Jimmy, we don't really go to Houston, and we don't really take planes. So it became Midnight Train to Georgia.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
Awesome.
I can't believe that.
You can look it up.
Yeah, and Jim Weatherly, I'd always heard about that song and everything because my parents were from Mississippi and everything, and my dad knew Jim Weatherly too, and so... I always knew that was related to you guys and that it was Midnight Plane to Houston originally, which doesn't have the same ring to it, does it?
Not quite.
Visiting with Lee Majors, he's going to be at Retro Expo this weekend in Plano. Didn't you hold out at one point on $6 Million Man for more money? You had the biggest hit show and you felt like you were being underpaid and you held out for more money. Did they give you $6 million a season?
Listen, I didn't make hardly anything on that show, believe it or not. I mean, everybody thinks you made $6 million, but I think I was making about $60,000 an episode. But I mean, if you look at today's people that are making these 30 minute comedies with 4 people and they're getting paid $1 million an episode, come on. No, back then, and I tell you, I was an action show. And we did it in 6 days, and I was working my butt off, and I just deserved a little bit more. And I think you maybe see one season where I wore a mustache. I think that was my protest. So anyway, next season I shaved because they did up it a little bit, but it wasn't. They opened it to about 65 or 70. So, you know, back in the day, it's almost like the football players today. They get paid $20,000 a season.
Yeah.
And now they make multi-million, and it's the way, it's the times, you know. It's too bad, but I was in the retro group.
There's no way you remember this, but a few years back, we were at a party in Santa Barbara where Kenny Loggins and Jim Messina were playing, and it was thrown by the Jones family, Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys. Are you and Jerry pretty good buds? Do you see him every summer when the Cowboys come out there?
Well, I'm in Houston now.
Oh, okay.
I'm in Houston, Texas, and I get over to Dallas to several games. Of course, we have a team here, but it's building. It's still not quite like Dallas. And I know Jerry's a great friend, and I'm just a Cowboy fan and a Texan fan.
Okay. I guess you can be both.
Yeah.
There seems to be a rivalry between Dallas and Houston.
Well, there's not really, because there's no contest, hardly. I mean, we've been in the slump here for... I moved here about 12 years ago. I got out of L.A. when the... And I could see what was coming, and believe me, it happened there. It's just gone downhill.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't live in California, and if you get 40% of your check out there, you're doing good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the state tax is 13.5%, going to move it to 18. Here, there's no state tax, you know.
So, what do you think of Jerry's new kid?
Pardon me? I'm sorry?
What do you think of Jerry's new kid?
Jerry Jones?
Yeah.
His new kid? You mean a baby?
Oh, well, no. I guess it was a while back he had that baby.
You know, I'm not that close to his family-wise. I see him at the games when I go over up in the booth and with him. And what a great place he's got to watch a game. It's almost field level, and it's huge, and he serves the great food. I mean, that's a place to go see a football game, I'll tell you.
It is beautiful out there with the art.
Well, it's a little hot now here. We've had about 5 days in a row of 100.
Yeah, we're tired of that.
Of course, it's hot everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Need to get one of those swamp coolers. You ever tried that? Evaporative fan?
No.
Oh. All right.
Anyway, I'm still working. I'm still doing these Comic Cons. Heck, I got to go to, after Dallas, I got to go to London at the end of the month to do one in London.
Dang.
And then back, then I go over to like places like Knoxville and down to Orlando and Indianapolis. And just kind of have some free time and just going to go and visit with the fans and have a good time.
Well, it's this weekend at the Plano Center. It's Retro Expo. Did you follow the Depp Heard trial?
Well, you know what? The funniest line I ever heard was when he was on the stand and the prosecutor said, "Now, Johnny, here's a picture of you, and it looks like you are drinking in the early morning. There's a clock there, and it's 11 o'clock. And then, you know, and that is a bottle of whiskey there and whatever, and you have it in your hand. And what do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "Well, isn't happy hour anytime?" I thought that was delivery was so fantastic. "Isn't happy hour anytime?"
Yeah, anytime you want to make it.
I heard it's 5 o'clock somewhere, but but that one was a new one for me.
And he's a Kentucky guy, kind of like you.
Yes, he is. Well, he was probably raised on that moonshine like I was.
Well, Lee, we can't tell you what an honor it was to speak with you.
I sure thank you guys, and I appreciate you having me on.
Yes, sir.
And good luck on that award you got last year. That's
oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's like kind. Our Oscar.
I know. So, all right. So, Gordon, George, and Craig, I had a lot of fun visiting with you, and I'll get back to you sometime, anytime you want.
I hope so.
Awesome. All right.
Yeah, you bet.
Thank
anytime.
You. The great
right.
Lee Majors.
Thank you guys very much. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you, Steve Austin.
Wow, what a treat.
Now a Texan living in Houston.
Stop.
Wait, what?
You stop talking. He congratulated us.
What?
What happened?
I don't know. I just Ron Maestried.
Extra couple of syllables in there.
He congratulated us on our Marconi. Couldn't have been nicer. He's one of our all-time television heroes.
I agree with all that.
You do that.
Do what? Thank him for coming on?
No.
Yes, of
no,
course I
you
do.
You throw him for a loop by asking about Jerry's new kid.
The most awkward moment in ticket history.
Just
such
happened.
An e-break. Jared, don't you celebrate in there. There's nothing to celebrate here.
I have two observations.
Nothing.
I thought he sounded like a cross between Jesse the Usher and mm-hmm. Keith Jackson.
Yes.
Didn't he?
I got both of those vibes mm-hmm. during that. Until I had to put my head down on my desk here in the studio because of the question that was asked.
Yeah, it was
Which
horrible.
Question?
It was a horrible moment.
Twice.
The one about being married to Farrah Fawcett?
No.
He's still with it for 83.
He's doing great.
Very with it.
And he looks great, and Lindsay Wagner, who's going to be there, also looks great.
Did you know this note about Lee Majors? He was born Harvey Lee Yeary, but changed his name for acting to Lee Majors in honor of his childhood hero, Johnny Majors, the great football player and coach.
Okay.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. So his stage name is Lee Majors. He played a character named Colt Seavers. And another character named Steve Austin.
Some good names.
All of those are the most masculine of names you could possibly have.
Yep. I need some time.
All right. Well, you've got a little bit here to regroup after that interview.
It was an awesome interview.
Up
it really
point,
was.
It was. It was.
That
it
contained
it
one
was.
Massive e-break.
It's not an
e-break. Yesterday at this time, we had kind of a pregame show to something we were going to do later in the program yesterday that we were very excited about, and that is have the great Lee Majors on, because he was a part of a number of successful television shows, but he first splashed on the scene with the $6 Million Man in the 70s, the guy that had two bionic legs, bionic arm, bionic eye. We were all into it as kids. Every young boy was totally into the bionic man. And so we're all looking forward to it. And then when we get him on at 9:15, apparently either someone told him or maybe he did a little research on us, the great Lee Majors said this about our little morning show yesterday.
Welcome to the show, Lee.
Hey, hello there, guys. How are you?
We're doing
right.
Well.
Now, it's a pleasure to talk to you guys, Gordon, George, and Craig, because, well, who wouldn't want to talk to last year's Major Market Personalities of the Year?
Hey, okay.
Wow. Podcasters. Congratulations, guys.
I can't believe we're being congratulated by the great Lee Majors.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Interview could not have gotten off to a better start.
Could you have ever imagined when you were a kid watching that show, playing with the $6 million man doll or carrying your $6 million man lunch pail to school, that one day the $6 million man would congratulate you about a big radio award that you won?
Are you kidding me? No way.
National award.
That was surreal to me.
That was, totally. And then he told us funny stories about Farrah Fawcett and Sandra Bullock, and we're just having the time of our life.
Nothing could go wrong.
I didn't think so. I thought we were having maybe an interview for the ages yesterday with Lee Majors. And as you said yesterday, too, he was just a kind old soul. As you said, he sounded a lot like a mixture of Keith Jackson and
Jesse the Usher.
And Jesse the Usher, yeah, because he's 86, right?
He's 83.
83, okay. He's 83, so we're having a good time. And then I brought up the fact that we had met Lee Majors before out of training camp. We went to a very exclusive party in Santa Barbara, and Lee Majors was there, and Gordo and I were at least introduced to him by Jerry Jones. So I brought that up yesterday thinking, hey, maybe he's a Cowboys fan and maybe he and Jerry are friends. Maybe there's something there. And I just figured he lived in California at that time. And still does. As it turns out, he lives in Texas. And right after I finished that question about Jerry Jones and he answered it, this happened.
So, what do you think of Jerry's new kid?
Pardon me? I'm sorry?
What do you think of Jerry's new kid?
Jerry Jones?
Yeah.
His new kid? You mean a baby?
Oh, well, no. It's I guess it was a while back he had that baby.
I'm not that close to his family wise. I see him at the games when I go over up in the booth and with him, and what a great place he's got to watch a game. It's almost field level and it's huge and he serves the great food.
I mean,
that's a place to go see a football game, I'll tell you.
I'll tell you, Jackson. And as you mentioned afterwards, Junior and I put our heads down on the table.
Why?
Because that was so tense. And that's one of our television heroes. And not since Cheech Marin have I heard someone get mistreated like that in our Diamond Factory ticket
you
hotline.
You just commented about Lee Majors not since Cheech Marin.
What?
I don't know. It's something very Clarence about this thing.
Oh, well, that yeah, not since our Cheech Marin interview of whatever that was 25 years ago when he hung up on us.
I have two observations about that moment. Number one, it was elderly abuse.
What?
Yes.
You were I'm not that old.
You were
totally
abusing an 83-year-old man, a very kind-sounding, gentle-sounding 83-year-old man. And number two, how confused was Lee when, as he's trying to sort through that in his mind, he says, "You mean a baby?" And then Gordon's response was, "No, well, a baby a long time ago."
Yeah.
Now, Lee is trying to, with that information, Lee then is saying, "Well, how's it a new kid?" You just further confused him.
I was confused myself. Okay. I was...
You mean a baby? Well, no, it was a long time ago.
A long time ago.
Oh. Well, how is it a new kid? He doesn't understand this. He's not
arsonist.
Following the Jones soap opera like we are.
One more time.
I should have said, did you hear Jerry plowed into a DoorDash driver?
Yeah.
What?
Boy, I forgot that was part of this offseason.
Oh, yeah.
Even though that wasn't Jerry's fault. That was the driver's fault.
That was the DoorDash guy.
All right, one more time. It was a very shocking moment.
What do you think of Jerry's new kid?
Pardon me? I'm sorry?
What do you think of Jerry's new kid?
Jerry Jones?
Yeah.
His new kid? You mean a baby?
Oh, well, no. It's I guess it was a while back he had that baby.
I'm not that close to his family wide. I mean, I see him at the games when I go over up in the booth and with him. And what a great place he's got to watch a game. It's almost field level and it's huge and he serves the great food. I mean, that's a place to go see a football game, I'll tell you.
Football game.
Football.
I love the way he giggles after he says, "A baby?
What do you mean? A baby? Yeah, I'll tell you.
Oh, Nelly.
Those babies." He was great yesterday. He was so sweet.
I didn't realize
I would like to apologize to the Majors family.
I'd like to apologize for just being an awesome broadcaster.
Yeah, see, and that's...
I was putting y'all to shame.
And that's what happens with this whole thing. The Gordo Legion out there just, "You're the greatest. You are the greatest." And then he laughs along with them and then just keeps going. But that's what makes him the greatest of all known Gordos. You never know what you're going to get.
Baby.
What about that baby?
I mean, it did make tension makes for great viewing and listening.
I know.
And so it did make for great radio.
Yeah, that's why we have him on the team right there. He makes the plays.
It's just when you're on the air with the interviewer and interviewee, it makes for extreme discomfort.
Right. Junior and I look at interviews. Let's get through them as pleasantly and flawlessly. And not that
and
we don't
I
make
look
mistakes.
At it as an opportunity for a 99-yard touchdown return.
You did field the ball in the end zone and ran around for a while. And I guess, sure enough, you did break enough tackles and take it 90 or 101 yards. I don't know.
Yeah. Right.
Way to go. Congratulations. So I start out by scolding you, and now I congratulate you for what I'm sure will be an e-break win tomorrow.